Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi taala wabarakatuh. Selamat datang ke Ta'aruf Talk Live Podcast bersama saya Aiman Azlan, Ta'aruf Coach dan Counselor Berdaftar. Kita punya show ini adalah tentang membantu anda navigasi zaman dewasa dan membina rumah tangga. Hari ini 26 April 2024 Jumaat. Dah weekend dah. Alhamdulillah. Hopefully you guys ada plan for the weekends. If not, tak apa. Dengarlah dulu podcast kita hari ini and maybe you ada idea lepas tu. Alhamdulillah. Hari ini kita akan buka lagi talian kita untuk sebarang call daripada anda. Jika anda rasa nak go live on air dengan saya, calling-calling, kita boleh bersembang-sembang. Pergi ke aimanazlan.com dan klik butang live on air. Butang merah tu. Dan anda akan masuk ke session live podcast kita pada hari ini. Tak perlu nak dial nombor telefon, tak perlu. Anda perlukan smartphone dan juga internet sahaja. Klik butang merah itu, anda akan masuk dalam studio dan saya akan masukkan anda dalam call. Itulah cara dia. Sebelum kita mula yang itu, macam biasa, kita pergi ke NGL. So NGL adalah satu app percuma di mana anda boleh tanya soalan secara anonymous kalau anda rasa tak nak tanya direct live on air melalui calling. Boleh tanya anonymous juga live on air, cuma menggunakan text. Okay, ataupun letak kat ruang komen boleh juga. Saya akan baca juga komen tu yang akan berlaku sewaktu live ini. Okay, so sekarang NGL kita dah cover sampai 5 hari yang lalu. Okay, ini yang paling lama lah, paling tua soalan yang tidak saya jawab lagi. 5 hari yang lalu, hamba Allah ni tanya, "Tuan, saya pernah tanya kepada tunang saya apa perasaan dia dekat saya selama perkenalan kita. Dia kata perasaan tu sama je macam waktu dia kenal saya dulu-dulu, bukan sayang tapi sekadar kawan je. Apa pendapat Tuan Aiman sebelum saya mendirikan rumah tangga, saya jadi curious pula." Okay, so soalan dia adalah perasaan sebelum kahwin. Okay, so hamba Allah ini sudah pun bertunang. Okay, sudah pun bertunang. Cuma dia tanya tunang dia tu, perasaan dia sebelum kahwin, sebelum apa perasaan dia sekarang. Dia kata biasa-biasa je, rasa macam kawan. Okay, so dia mungkin rasa sedikit pelik kot. Like, kenapa tak rasa sayang? You know, kenapa tak rasa romantik ke apa ke? So, apa pendapat saya tentang perasaan sayang sebelum kahwin? Ini samalah you dah bertunang ke, tak bertunang lagi ke. Saya just jawab untuk kedua-dua situasi. So, perasaan sayang sebelum kahwin, kita jangan overthinking sangat. Itu poin pertama saya. Jangan overthinking sangat. Why? Kerana, okay, minta maaf cakap, selagi mana anda belum berkahwin, anda tidak akan merasai apa itu cinta yang sebenar-benarnya. Saya tahu bunyi klise, bunyi macam orang tua je bercakap. But it is true. Tanyalah sesiapa yang berkahwin lama, berkahwin bahagia, 10 tahun, 20 tahun. Cuba tengoklah bagaimana orang-orang muda bercinta. Adakah itu cinta? Diorang kata, "Dok, itu mungkin benih cinta, mungkin kita boleh kata cinta versi kecil, right? But it's not the love that kita nak bina dalam perkahwinan tu nanti." Okay? So, kalau cinta sebenar-benar cinta, you akan experience dalam perkahwinan. Okay, that's for sure. Kalau anda lalui proses berkahwin dan juga maintain perkahwinan itu dengan cara yang betul, insya-Allah, Allah sebut dalam Quran, surah Ar-Rum ayat 21, Allah akan turunkan mawaddah. Mawaddah. Warahmah. Okay, Allah turunkan mawaddah warahmah. Okay, tapi bukan automatic tau. Kita kena usaha, kena buat kerja untuk nak dapatkan mawaddah warahmah tu. Dia bukan automatic datang. Okay, tu yang pertama. Alright, yang kedua adalah, okay, alright bang, saya dah faham. Sebelum kita kahwin tak adalah cinta sebenar-benar cinta, tapi dah tu takkan tak ada perasaan langsung, right? Jawapannya tidak begitu juga. Perasaan akan datang. Dia mesti ada punya. Mesti ada perasaan. Cuma kita kena perincikan perasaan yang macam mana kita expect sepatutnya. So expectation tentang perasaan itu perlu jelas. Kita jangan expect sebelum kahwin ni kita akan jatuh cinta seperti mana kita jatuh cinta nanti umur kita 60 tahun. Tidak. Tapi kita expect yang kita ada keinginan yang sebenar-benarnya untuk nak mengahwini dia. Dalam erti kata lain, kita berkenan lah. Berkenan. Itu je yang kita kena fokus sebelum berkahwin. So kalau tunang anda masih lagi berkenan dekat you, masih lagi nak kahwin dengan you, itu dah mencukupi. Jangan overthinking. Eh kenapa tak sayang? Jangan overthinking. Jangan. Jangan overthinking. Alright? Itu later. Later on dah kahwin, dah halal, ha, you barulah turn on gear romantik you tu, barulah you explore love language masing-masing. Daripada situlah kita nak bina that love tu. You see? Nak bina that love tu. Tapi right now, fokus kita adalah you berkenan tak dengan dia. So, the next time you berta'aruf dengan tunang you, maybe the next session ke apa ke, just kata you still berkenan tak nak kahwin dengan saya. Kalau dia kata, ya, dah, tutup buku ni. Jangan kita tanya banyak sangat. Jangan overthinking sangat. Nanti jadi macam-macam. Kalau dia still berkenan nak kahwin dengan you, dia tak ada rasa pressured ke, tak ada rasa terpaksa ke, tak ada rasa macam bersalah ke nak terima you lah. Terkahwin je lah dah macam mana kita dah bertunang. Kalau tak rasa macam tu, then there's no issue. There's no issue. Okay? Last point. Okay? Last point saya adalah tentang ni ha. Jodoh checklist yang saya pernah share sebelum-sebelum ni, saya share semula. Jodoh checklist ini adalah 5 perkara utama yang anda kena pastikan ada untuk kita nak decide sama ada pasangan kita itu atau bakal pasangan kita itu sesuai ataupun tidak untuk kita. So asalkan dia ada 5 benda ini untuk kita dan kita ada 5 benda ini untuk dia, no problem. Sebab kadang-kadang waktu dah bertunang, nak kahwin kan, tiba-tiba rasa was-was. Eh betul ke pilihan aku ni ya? Tiba-tiba perasaan bertukar ke, modify sikit ke dan sebagainya ke. Okay, go back to jodoh checklist. Ini jodoh checklist versi simple. Saya bagi ke anda, anda boleh screenshot, boleh memorize ke apa ke. Asalkan 5 benda ni ada, tak ada masalah. Kalau anda nak versi e-book yang lebih detail, boleh download versi e-book di aimanazlan.com. Okay? Itu soalan pertama untuk NGL kita pada hari ini. Kita gerak ke soalan kedua. Sama juga 5 hari yang lalu. Macam mana nak hilangkan rasa kesal sebab approach orang yang salah? Macam mana nak hilangkan rasa menyesal sebab approach orang yang salah? Okay, so kalau kita faham istikharah. Saya guna perkataan istikharah. Nampak? Jodoh checklist nombor 5. Istikharah. Dalam istikharah, dalam sunnah istikharah, ada hadis yang diceritakan pasal istikharah ni. Hadis tu panjang. Dan saya bukan ustaz. Saya bukan nak bahas hadis pula. Tapi hadis tu ada. You boleh check rujuk ustaz, rujuk ustazah tentang hadis istikharah. Okay? Cerita macam mana Nabi ajar istikharah kat kita tu. And dalam hadis tersebut, Rasulullah kata, kalau kita buat istikharah ni kan, whatever happens after, kita tak akan menyesal. Why? Sebab kita faham dia punya istikharah tu for what reason dan kita faham the mindset di sebalik istikharah. Istikharah ni dalam doa istikharah tu, kita dah bagi tahu siap-siap dah yang kita tak tahu apa-apa pun. Dalam doa istikharah tu, you boleh rujuk eh. Kalau you nak tahu kat mana nak cari doa tu, saya sarankan you cari buku ni. Buku ni, Perisai Muslim. Screenshot cepat. Perisai Muslim. Okay. Disusun oleh Sa'id Ali Wahaf Al-Qahtani. Dia punya penterjemah dia, Abdul Basit bin Abdul Rahman. Ini bahasa Melayu punya. Bahasa Inggeris pun ada. Yang ni yang saya beli dekat waktu saya belajar dulu. Nampak dah macam lusuh sikit. Ini saya beli dulu waktu saya nak kahwin. Saya memang rujuk ni lah untuk istikharah. Sama je buku ni. Cuma satu BI, satu BM. Okay. So beli buku ni. Dalam buku ni ada pasal istikharah. Ada doa panjang dia tu. Cuba fahami maksud doa tu. Fahami maksud doa itu. Dan dia akan membantu anda untuk kurang rasa menyesal. Because bila you dah buat istikharah, tidak ada menyesal selepas itu. Because kita percaya apa-apa saja yang sudah berlaku selepas istikharah adalah khair. Okay? Adalah khair. Mungkin, okay, mungkinlah kalau kita fikirkan, mungkin kita belajar sesuatu daripada pengalaman itu. Itulah khair dia. Contoh. Walaupun kita rasa macam, alamak, after ta'aruf dengan dia, baru dapat tahu, dia ni orang salah rupanya. Alah, menyesalnya aku. Memanglah rasa menyesal tu ada. Mungkin kita rasa macam kita buang masa ke apa ke. Tapi sebab kita faham istikharah, kita percaya. No, kita tak buang masa. No, kita tak menyesal. Sebab pengalaman itu mengajar kita sesuatu. Okay? Allah berikan kepada kita pengalaman itu untuk mengajar kita sesuatu. So, in the end, tidak menyesal because it's still good. It's still considered khair. Okay? So, itulah jawapan saya kepada macam mana nak hilang rasa menyesal sebab approach orang yang salah. Hopefully, tak menyesal sangat lah ya. Hopefully. Okay. So, sekarang kita ada dua orang pemanggil dalam queue. Kita ada seorang bernama Shah, seorang bernama Ahmad. So, kita mula dengan Shah dahulu. Okay? Bismillah. Okay, Shah dah ready ke? Assalamualaikum Shah.
Waalaikumsalam. Boleh dengar
ke? Apa khabar? Boleh dengar jelas.
Baik, Alhamdulillah.
Daripada okay. Mana tu Shah?
Saya daripada Selangor.
Shah dari Selangor. Umur berapa tahun?
Umur saya 20.
20. Bekerja ataupun belajar?
Belajar.
Masya Allah. Belajar apa tu? Apa course yang you ambil?
Mechanical Engineering.
Masya Allah, mechanical engineering. Ada kawan saya mechanical engineer. Okay. Tak ada kaitan pun, saja nak sebut. Okay. Shah, apa soalan Shah hari ni?
Alright, so basically saya ada situation saya which is saya rasa saya start ta'aruf terlalu awal.
Okay.
Which is because both of us are still studying. Mm-hmm. So jadi cuma bezanya ialah dia tengah ambil master dan saya tengah ambil bachelor. And okay. Also, situation saya ialah saya di overseas.
Mana tu?
Saya di Australia.
Sekarang?
Yep.
You're calling from Australia right now?
Yep. Betul. Sekarang tengah pukul 7.
Berapa kat sana?
7. 7 malam.
Pagi? Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Alright, teruskan. Okay.
Okay. Lepas tu, basically, when I started this, I started like last year in November. And then basically we approach each other on the same day. We both teach Quran at the same place. So that's how we know of each other. And also because I volunteer a lot. So I was probably like a lot in public. Good. And also because he also do the same. He does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then the problem, the issue is that we had one meeting last year, and then we use like right. a macam letter kind of macam PDF kind of thing. So it's like asking what? Questions. So it's like the ta'aruf, the premarital questions. We actually went through a lot of the premarital questions, and a lot of like heavy topics.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like macam nak tinggal mana semua tu.
Mm-hmm.
And also about parents punya values, parents punya macam family priorities. Because
so you've gone through
heavy.
All the things? That's good.
Yes. So he is heavy committed, heavy commitment dengan community and also dia anak tunggal. So dia macam memang nak stay kat sini lah. So dia nak stay kat Australia.
Okay.
And that was something
that Australian?
Dia local, tapi dia bukan Australian, dia Indonesian.
Oh, okay. But he's a permanent resident in Australia.
Betul.
Not citizen lah.
Not citizen, but he was raised here. He was raised up here.
Ah, got it. Gotcha. Okay.
Tapi dia cakap bahasa kedua lah.
Obviously lah, dia mesti fasih dia punya Australian English tu kan?
Okay.
So, and the issue right now is you rasa yang you ta'aruf awal sangat because both of you are still studying. Is that the issue?
Betul. And the gap to nikah tu lama lagi. Sebab kita berdua nak tunggu study habis, right?
Bila study
habis? So, lagi dua tahun. For me, lagi dua tahun. And for him also lagi dua tahun sebab dia ambil master.
Right.
Tapi the thing is like both of us think like it should be earlier, tapi for him to commit is quite too early for him to commit in terms of financial, and dia ada pendapat yang macam boleh buat nikah tu tapi tak duduk sekali, but it's not in my family culture.
It's called nikah gantung, by the way.
Betul, nikah gantung tu. Ha.
Yeah.
In my family, like my parents don't agree with it, so I already discussed with them.
Understood.
And they told me like they could consider me getting nikah early by like a semester, meaning like my final semester, I can get married by then.
Which is one year and a half,
kind of. Ha. Because so I was
only by 6 months, je lah.
Earlier by 6 months, yeah.
Okay, not bad. Okay.
But then in terms of communication, how would you define in that 1.5 years?
Right, that's the issue, isn't it? Because you have 1.5 years to go before you sah halal sebagai suami isteri.
But so far what I see...
1.5 years to jaga the relationship properly without like langgar batas ke apa ke?
Yes, correct.
Kan? So both of you, do both of you see the same issue? Ke you seorang je nampak isu ni?
No, both of us see the issue.
Okay, that's good. At least both of you are on the same page. Cuma ada beza pendapat. Bagi dia, okay nikah gantung. Bagi you, tidak.
Betul.
Alright. So that's probably why dia okay nak start ta'aruf right now. Right? Partly because at the back of his mind, dia rasa nikah gantung is okay.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yep.
Right? But for you, it's not. So, is this like a line yang memang rigid for you? Like, absolute no-no nikah gantung? Or is it still negotiable? What's your answer?
I talked to my mom and I agree with her. So... I am on the same page with my mom. The fact yang macam, I think nikah gantung brings more harm than good. Just because like it kind of like it gives the room for you to misunderstand each other, and then probably there will be jealousy in between that phase where you're not living together. And by that time, kalau bergaduh macam, you can't just say bye bye. But in ta'aruf, you can still say bye bye if you bergaduh.
I see the logic behind that, sure, but I wouldn't generalize nikah gantung outright macam to all situations. I'm sure ada nikah gantung yang works well. However, that opinion is valid if you think about it, right? Because nikah gantung, one of it adalah memang you tak duduk sebumbung lagi.
Yeah.
Right? So it's kind of like glorified, halalified boyfriend-girlfriend relationship lah, but it's halal.
Exactly, betul. Macam
and if this is like a line yang rigid that you absolutely tak boleh negotiate, you have to tell him. Does he know?
It's not yet discussed because there will be a meeting coming up.
Good. So this will be your next in the agenda lah.
Betul.
Right? So whenever you find things like this dalam ta'aruf, right, Shah, you dapati ada benda yang memang you tak boleh negotiate, you have to tell the person that this is non-negotiable. I'm sorry, I cannot. And bukan nak nikah gantung ni salah ke apa ke. No, it's a valid opinion. Ada scholar yang kata ia dibolehkan. So we're not saying it's haram outright. But your mother's punya opinion itu valid in the sense that it is something yang risky. Right? And if you're not doing it properly, so ada mungkin terbuka di situ a lot of harm lah. And we don't want that. So... that's the first thing on the agenda. Settle dulu bab nikah gantung tu. Bagi tahu kat dia yang it's a total no-no and see what he says.
Correct.
If he like, okay, like boleh back away lah. Kiranya, okay, kita tak payah buat lah nikah gantung. And kita plan for the actual nikah. Right. And then what? Setahun setengah daripada sekarang?
Betul.
Now, kalau setahun setengah daripada sekarang, both of you kena faham that's a risky move. Very risky. Because ta'aruf tak perlu sampai setahun setengah.
Betul.
A few months pun dah cukup dah. For you to make
it's
a decision.
It's already finished actually. Uh-uh.
It's already finished. Already. There you go. So you dah basically dah tahu dah, okay, I want to marry this guy, right?
Betul.
And he probably dah tahu dah, okay, I want to marry this lady. Yang sangkutnya adalah akad nikah tu bila. So if you want to make this 1.5 years from now, I don't recommend it. For obvious reason, you pun tahu.
Betul.
Because how you going to manage is, that?
And the thing is because we go to the same places.
Lagilah macam think... tu, you akan jumpa dia every day, right?
Not every day, but like every week. Sorry, mengajar.
Every week, sure. To mengajar Quran and so on, kan?
And so, also I already contact dengan my apa dengan his mom. His mom is already like directly messaging dengan me.
Right. So bab setahun setengah nak kahwin tu for you macam mana? I'm just giving you my opinion, but for you macam mana Shah? Is it negotiable ke non-negotiable yang kita akan kahwin 2 tahun lagi?
For me it's negotiable.
Negotiable meaning you can accept that term.
Which is like okay. Which is a bit macam because in the beginning sebenarnya daripada mula lagi ta'aruf ni saya dah tahu memang saya nak apa memang I clarified about the nikah being done in 2026 and he agreed with that.
So wait, macam you both suggested nikah in 2026?
Yes, I actually did that.
Oh,
because I knew like I'm gonna finish my studies. I'm gonna finish my studies at the end.
Well, if you suggested it, then you already accept all the risk that comes with it.
Betul.
Ke waktu you suggest tu you tak terfikir lagi?
Probably not because I didn't go through the emotional attachment.
I see. So you didn't think it through lah.
I didn't think it through. And right now I'm also I think the main thing that I worry about is distraction, but I don't worry about the fitnah so much. But he worries about
you
the fitnah.
You should. You should. don't push it aside, okay? Shaitan is working right now. He doesn't have any holiday. So okay. So don't put the fitnah aside. You have to be worried about it. So okay, continue.
Okay. Because I think like the fitnah part is like what is the issue when we actually break the communication? Because we actually did break communication for 2 months or 3 months before, which means that we don't actually message each other at all. And even if we message, it's like on the group chat with my brother and dengan dia punya mak tadi dalam tu. And so
can
I
you
don't
maintain
think...
that for 2 years? That's the question.
For 1.5 years, yes, maybe.
Oh, 6 months make a difference, eh? Okay, so 1.5 years, you boleh maintain that's the relationship you're having with this guy. Hanya message dalam group chat, we don't meet, we don't talk, we don't like message ke apa ke, tanya apa khabar hari ni. We don't do any of that for 1.5 years. Can you maintain that? Are you
sure?
We
don't do any of that. Tapi I think the meeting part there will probably because he actually suggested the meeting like macam makan probably once in 2 months or once in 3 months ke macam tu.
Right. And never in any of those plan or meetings will you be just the two of you kan? Ada chaperone
betul,
and everything, right?
Memang ada. Betul.
Good. I think even though I don't recommend it, you are taking a safe approach lah. If I'm being honest. Even though I still don't recommend it, but you are taking a safe approach. Given the situation lah, you know. Given the situation, you're making the best out of a not so ideal situation. Which is, you know, props for you, you know. Masya Allah. And I think the strength that I see in your situation adalah you have support from the parents too. I think that's very important. If you can maintain that for 1.5 years, it could work. Theoretically, it could work.
Okay, faham. But the only thing is like I see the support from parents especially. And because parents also want us to be ready, like prepare ourselves properly. So macam financial punya aspect, macam he wants to finish his studies and also he is doing his business. So to bagi stabilize dulu and he gets permanent job. to actually meet my father. Sebab sebenarnya dia tak pernah jumpa lagi, apa, tak pernah bercakap lagi lah dengan my dad. Dia hanya bercakap dengan my brother.
How come?
But my dad did meet him. Like for instance. Dia macam jumpa pass by je, macam tak cakap apa-apa.
How come?
Sebab, because my dad visit me here. Come to Australia.
No, like, I mean, how come dia tak jumpa ayah you and talk to your father?
It's he is open with, maksudnya dia memang nak jumpa, tapi cuma sebab my dad really didn't really want to meet him in the beginning. Because of me still studying, and also because my dad prefer me, of course, like he wants me to get married by the end of my studies after I finish.
Okay, that's totally fine, but how does that relate to him not wanting to meet the guy? Just meet and talk to the guy.
The view, I understand. The view of him is that dia ada clash sikit antara persefahaman apa orang tu dengan my dad, is because the guy wanted to bring his family, maksudnya parents dia, sekali nak jumpa dengan my parents. Tapi my parents tak nak that kind of things, sebab macam dia macam terlalu awal dan terlalu macam family getting to know without it being like macam confirm. They think like it's risky because nanti kan tak ada perhubungan yang baik dengan family.
I see the logic behind it. I hope that there's room for negotiation. Like say to the guy, you know, let's not bring parents yet, you know, just meet with the father man to man je lah dulu.
Hopefully that is probably going to be in the discussion. It's probably going to be in the agenda for the next.
So quite a lot you nak bincang ni next meeting ni. It's quite a heavy discussion ni. But it is necessary because everything has to be clear out in the open supaya tak ada salah faham. Yang tidak ada any kind of miscommunication, right? But from what I hear, even though I'm just going to repeat this so that everybody understand yang sedang mendengar ni. It's not ideal tau if you delay panjang-panjang sangat. It's not ideal. But having said that, I think you're making the best out of a non-ideal situation, which I praise you for that lah. I have another scenario for you to think about.
Okay.
Emotional attachment. You mentioned it, right? Emotional attachment.
Yes, I did.
Right. It is safe to assume you'll be attached to each other. Safe to assume. Why? Because you want to get married. Pelik kalau tak ada rasa attachment. Kalau tak ada rasa attachment, then you nak ke tak kahwin dengan dia ni kan? That's the question kan? Kalau you tak rasa keinginan tu. So, the scenario I want you to think about adalah, let's say we go with this plan, 1.5 years, kita bertahan macam ni, and somewhere along the road, rasa macam tak tahan. Like maybe you want to meet him, he wants to meet you or something like that. What's your action plan in that moment?
Maksudnya jumpa yang tak ada chaperone?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think that will happen at all. Tapi maksudnya
you're
dalam...
Very confident.
I'm very confident lah sekarang ni cakap.
Okay.
Obviously because I don't experience
it. It's good that you have that confidence. Masya Allah. But somewhere in your mind, save some space for the possibility that could happen. Faham tak?
Ya, faham.
Why? Because you never want to let your guard down. Ingat, syaitan is always working. He's always working. Dia tak ada break.
Faham.
When takkan jadi punya. There must be something yang dia akan buat untuk slowly cause you to be alpa, we say, you know, alpa.
True.
And not paying attention. And slowly things can change without you even realizing it.
Saya faham.
So always bear in mind, fitnah can still happen.
I understand. But like,
I'm not saying it will, but it may.
Betul. But okay. Is there any more suggestions that you would say, like, to help avoid that to happen?
Well, what you're doing right now, it's the avoidance strategy, right? Cumanya added on to that adalah something internal for you lah. Internal for you to really remind yourself of that possibility of happening to. Surround yourself with friends yang always keep you in check, you know, and always busy yourself with self-improvements, busy yourself with preparing for that responsibility to come to.
Yeah. And also, so I did actually make a list of suggestions to him as well on these matters. But because I did macam suggest about fasting and also do a lot of volunteer work, focus on studies, maybe like read more books about the financial time management, all those things, because I'm also doing that. And I think when I do that, actually, I could forget that. I could forget about the ta'aruf. But then the only part is that because he says, oh, we need to have meetings so that we still remember that we have this ta'aruf going on.
Yeah, the thing is, macam ni tau, whatever that we discuss right now, all of this is a distraction strategy.
Betul.
That's it. So you are trying to distract yourself for 1 year and a half. Now you see kenapa saya tak sarankan, kan?
Yeah.
Because yelah, kita tak nak distract sangat sampai ke tahap kita terlupa yang kita ada ta'aruf. At the same time, kita tak nak melayan sangat ta'aruf sampai dah mula taci-taci fili-fili. So the balance in between adalah untuk mempercepatkan akad nikah. That's the way. But now, because of your situation, you choose to prolong the akad nikah 1 year and a half. So you have to really strategize how to distract myself for 1 year and a half. And he has to do the same. And psychologically, it's quite taxing on the person to distract. Agak meletihkan. Because you know what you want. He knows what he wants. Right? The attachment, the love, the feeling, kan? But both of you know tak boleh nak express lagi sekarang. So it's just menahan. And the risk of that adalah how long can you tahan? And this is not a question of you ni gatal ke ataupun tak ada iman ke. No, this is human 101. Nothing to do with you tak ada iman ke apa ke gatal ke apa ke. No. This is human 101. Right? Acknowledge the human part tu. Alright? Janganlah sebab kita rasa macam, apalah tak boleh ke nak jaga diri sangat. No. This is what I said. Syaitan has his ways. Okay? Panjanglah pula. Okay. Kita akan bergerak kepada caller yang seterusnya. Sekiranya caller seterusnya sudah bersedia tapi nampak dia tak bersedia lagi. So kita akan melayan dahulu sebentar sedikit iklan daripada Aiman Azlan. Okay. So kepada anda yang masih lagi baru dengan saya ataupun dah lama dengan saya, anda mungkin pernah dengar saya sebut tentang Akademi Jodoh. So Akademi Jodoh merupakan satu platform mencari ilmu yang saya perkenalkan pada awal tahun 2024 bertujuan untuk membantu orang macam Syah ataupun anda nak memperkasakan persiapan diri untuk berkahwin. Kita ada komuniti kecil, baru ada lebih kurang 200 orang di dalam komuniti tersebut dan we are growing slowly every single day. Dan saya jemput anda sekiranya anda inginkan satu tempat untuk anda nak perkasakan your readiness, perkasakan your knowledge about benda-benda asas nak berkahwin, bolehlah consider joining academyjodoh.com. Dan mesti ada orang tanya, eh bang, ini platform cari jodoh ke bang? Technically no, however, saya tidak menghalang sama sekali kalau anda nak mencari jodoh dalam Akademi Jodoh, boleh, tak ada masalah. Siapalah saya nak halang. Dan kalau katakanlah menjadi, anda berjaya kahwin dengan anybody there, janganlah lupa hantar kad jemputan dekat saya. Itu je saya minta, okay? Make sure hantar kad jemputan. Alright? And also dalam Akademi Jodoh, bagi mereka yang sudah berkahwin, maka saya ada buat satu klub khas untuk mereka yang sudah berkahwin bernama Club Samara. Samara, Sakinah, Mawaddah, Warahmah. Nice tak? Okay. Club Samara itu hanyalah untuk mereka yang sudah berkahwin. Masih lagi dalam Akademi Jodoh, cuma ia club yang private. Hanya mereka yang berkahwin saja boleh masuk. So once you dah kahwin, boleh masuk kelab itu, dan dalam kelab itu kita ada discussion for suami isteri sahaja. Benda-benda advance lah. Okay, mungkin tak sesuai for single people. Kita akan discuss dalam kelab Samara untuk mereka yang sudah pun boleh kata graduated lah from single life masuk ke alam perkahwinan, boleh masuk kelab Samara. So kita ada pembahagian tahun pertama, tahun kelima dan tahun ke-10 untuk kita nak bantu at least for the first 10 years tu macam mana kita nak manage kita punya hubungan itu. Okay? Alright. So, sorry Syah, saya duk mengiklan tadi tu. Hopefully it's okay. But do you have any other questions, Syah? Is that it? Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, it's pretty much that part. And also, like, if I would ask again, like, how would you say about ending the ta'aruf? And then what would happen? What is the consequence of actually ending the ta'aruf at this point?
If you say end the ta'aruf, it means end, like really end. Is that what you mean? End terus. Maksudnya like possibly considering somebody else.
Betul.
That's what you mean, kan?
Yeah.
Okay. Consequence dia, well, you're gonna basically lose a calon lah. Itu je. I'm not gonna say you're gonna lose your jodoh because I don't know who your jodoh is.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna say you're gonna lose a calon. Itu je. That's the consequence. And whatever emotional attachment you dah dapat dengan dia, you will feel it before you after you dah end that ta'aruf tu. So you have to deal with that lah.
Faham. Alright.
Now, if that's the option you're thinking about because you tak nak lalui, you know, 1.5 years of uncertainty tu, then I suggest you do that early. Kalau itulah option you fikir. Bukannya tunggu dah setahun selepas tu, because God knows what kind of emotional attachment you akan bina waktu tu, baru nak end the ta'aruf, right? So really think about it. Really think about it. So that's why I ask you, what's your negotiable and non-negotiable? That question is important. Because you kata it is negotiable, so that means you accept the risk involved in that choice.
Betul, I did actually.
So there you go. It's risk management really. Ta'aruf ni is risk management.
Alright.
Tak ada yang zero risk. Kalau you pilih nak stay pun ada risiko, you pilih nak keluar pun ada risiko. You tak nak buat apa-apa pun ada risiko juga. Everything ada risiko. But the point is, you get to choose risiko mana satu you nak hadapi. And that's called being an adult lah. To choose your risk and to be responsible for all the consequences that happen. That's right. Being an adult. Like, I have told you my position. My position is 1.5 years, 2 years, lama sangat. But that's just an opinion based on what I just said lah. Emotional attachment, uncertainty, nak jaga hubungan tu susah and so on. For me, that's too long. Earlier is better. But there's one thing yang kita tak bincang lagi, iaitu there is still another option, which is to get married like during belajar and to have a married life dalam pembelajaran, which I know your father
tak suka. I already discussed that.
I understand. So, your father tak suka kan? But entertaining that option tu, and possibly if possible negotiate with your father, tapi kalau dia macam tak nak bagi tu tak boleh buat apalah. But for others, not just you Syah, for others yang mendengar ini, berkahwin semasa belajar is an option jika you are prepared to carry the responsibility tu. Maksudnya apa? Lelaki, walaupun you masih lagi student, you kena cari kerja. Dah you memilih nak jadi suami, kena cari kerja. Dah kena lu fikir dah. Tetapi isteri pula kena faham, kalau kita kahwin time belajar ni, you have to imagine lah lifestyle kita akan low class. So it's give and take lah. But with this method, you actually halal as husband and wife. So kita avoid the 1.5 years uncertainty tu.
Yeah, but I think that's already in my non-negotiable. Just because I went through a lot of thoughts about it, and also istikhara, and I believe that there is a risk for pregnancy during that time. And also, I know myself that I don't think I could juggle that long between apa, married life, like family life dengan dengan studies.
Do you discuss about family planning in Ta'aruf?
We did. And the only issue with family planning is that even if I talked to my mom about it, right? So I talked to people who are married already to get their right. wisdom, because I believe right. that I don't have the wisdom as someone who is married. Mm-hmm. And as someone who is married, like my mom, she said the fact that the husband will be the boss in the family, you don't mm-hmm. know what's going to happen after that nikah is done. You don't know what how that, he
what
will
does that
be.
Mean?
So meaning like it could mean that you don't know basically that the risk, the pregnancy could happen earlier than even though what you plan for.
But okay, can I be a bit more open? I'm sure everybody here dah adult dah kan? What I meant about family planning itu bukan sekadar okay, bila nak dapat anak pertama. But mm-hmm. also about contraceptives. I'm not saying kita kena bincang detail kontraseptif apa nak pakai, but the idea of contraceptive tu, do you believe in it? Does he believe in it? Buat masa ini bincang yang tu sahaja pun dah cukup dah. Obviously bincangan tu kena ada chaperone lah, not just the two of you. Yeah, sorry, what you say?
Do you mean the pills?
For the lady, the pills. For the guy, the rubber.
I see. Oh.
Basically,
I haven't talked about the guy part, but basically I talk about the lady's part. And
no, I'm not talking specifics. Don't talk specifics right now.
Okay.
In ta'aruf. Just mention family planning includes contraceptives. Dah cukup. Patutnya itu dah faham dah. When you say contraceptives, it includes all.
It includes everything. Oh.
It includes all. Right? Just nak tahu adakah dia, seorang lelaki, actually of the opinion yang that practice is okay. Because it is an opinion yang adalah perbincangan dia. Ada orang kata tak boleh ke apa semua kan. So that's something that you want to consider talking about it. But on a general level, let me be clear. Jangan talk specific pula. No, we don't talk specific. Just generally just nak tahu dia okay ke tak. So that can help with the family planning juga. And avoid any kind of accidental pregnancy. And that is something you can talk to a doctor about. Yeah, sure, your mother, your father, memang dia ada pengalaman, but this is more like a doctor punya field, especially an ONG, for example. Yep. Or ONG means doctor pakar sakit puan lah.
Yeah, because I have a situation that I already told about, which is basically I have PCOS. So that's another thing to consider when it comes to my taking pills. I mean, yeah.
I understand. Yeah. Because it's no joke. Yeah, I understand. But the thing about pregnancy, and this is not just for you, Shah, but for everybody listening, right? You can plan for it and you should plan for it. So Dr. Harlina, an ONG specialist, you probably heard of her before. Yeah. She mentioned that this is something both the husband and the wife kena mahukan dan rancangkan supaya tidak ada anak yang oops. You understand?
Faham.
Every child should be macam bila you nampak pregnancy test tu, your immediate reaction would be alhamdulillah. Bukannya alamak. You understand?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's the family planning I'm talking about. Obviously, I don't want to go into too much detail because I respect you and also this is a public forum, kan? But I think this information needs to be talked about even in a public forum because people need to know about this stuff. Especially for young people yang mungkin rasa macam, oh, nanti aku kahwin kan, guarantee like minggu pertama akan pregnant. I mean, It's not that straightforward. Pregnancy is a discussion. Pregnancy is a discussion. The husband and wife discuss bila nak get pregnant and so on and so forth. It's not like macam lelaki nak, boom, jadi. it's a discussion because it is something that we have to experience together, you know. Anyway, off topics a little bit lah, but you dah bagi tahu dah yang berkahwin sambil belajar tu is non-negotiable, but I just want to say it out loud publicly so that other people understand it is an option if and only if you dah ready nak carry on the responsibility. If not, then the best way adalah to focus on your study je, habiskan dulu and then talk about ta'aruf later. But in your situation, Shah, you dah start dah ta'aruf, right? And you want to take the option, you choose to take the option of 1.5 years tu, betul?
Betul.
And also the possibility of ending the ta'aruf, you say?
Betul.
Okay. So, basically choose one or the other lah.
Alright. Okay, insyaAllah.
Are you waiting for me to tell you what to do ke apa?
No.
No. That's my job. You choose.
Okay.
Yep.
But I actually opened up my mind about the contraceptives one, because I don't think I actually properly talk about the family planning part, because I talk about it with my chaperone. Macam ada orang yang ketiga. And she, because the thing is, I have like two heavy opinions on my side. So there's the opinion that is like, oh no, you can't do contraceptive. And there's another opinion that actually support contraceptive on my side. So
yeah, that's what I said. It is a differences of opinion. So for you, Shah, personally, which opinion do you hold?
Saya tak berapa saya tak berapa mahir lagi. Saya masih tak baca mendalam lagi. Especially for my own condition lah. Saya tak tahu lagi.
Also, I just want to add one last thing, and I'm done talking about contraceptive. I don't want to make you uncomfortable, okay? Mm-hmm. Contraceptives is a two-person thing. Bukannya perempuan je.
Oh, I see.
Do you understand?
Yep. Faham.
Because I think the way you're talking tu macam you seorang je kena
fikir contraceptive. Yes, saya seorang je. Faham.
I'm taking words from Dr. Harlina. It's not my words, okay? She's the ONG specialist. She said a man has the easiest contraceptive ever. It's non-invasive, tak ganggu chemical balance pun. A man ada benda tu. It's the cheapest one too. And the effectiveness pun quite high. So janganlah fikir, oh wanita je kena contraceptive. Wanita je. Because I understand
that's what I thought actually before.
With PCOS, it does interfere with your hormonal balance, kan? And when you take the pill has some chemistry happening in the body. Effect, it could, affect your situation too. Definitely. Yeah. So it is possible kalau you tanya Dr. ONG, dia akan kata, for you, you tak sesuai ambil pill. And then lepas tu, well, the guy lah.
So do you mean it has to be simultaneously or just one side?
The best would be kalau both. Right? Tapi kalau kita faham lah, if one of the two, usually the lady lah, not the guy tak ada masalah pun. If one of the two ada condition, biological condition yang menghalang dia from taking contraceptive, then we have to understand, you shouldn't take contraceptive. If you have a biological condition yang menghalang you or it could cause more harm than good ke apa ke kan. Contraceptive yang berbentuk chemical, by chemical I mean injection ataupun pill, it does affect the body. And for regular women, tak ada masalah lah, kan? But for somebody like you with PCOS, dia mungkin akan affect further. This is something you kena discuss dengan pakar sakit.
Pakar ONG, alright. Faham.
However, jadi kelas biologi pula. For a lady pun ada non-chemical option of contraceptive juga.
Do you know that? I haven't heard about. No.
Wow, okay. I don't want to be the person yang teach you this.
Okay.
So please, ladies, go talk to a doctor and learn about your body. Please. No, I'm not talking to you, Shah. I'm talking about ladies. Ladies. talk to a doctor, learn about your body, learn about your biology, learn about all these different things so that you later on bila you nak kahwin nanti you ada right knowledge. Nobody can manipulate you, nobody can take advantage of you. You understand. Kalau tiba-tiba orang kata, "Eh, you kena ambil lah pil ni." You kata, "No, I have other options." "Well, how do you know?" "I have knowledge. That's how I know." So yeah, there are non-chemical option for ladies. And please don't ask me to explain.
Okay, faham. Okay, tak apa. I'll make my own research.
Your own reading, and I highly recommend talk to a doctor. Tak apa, dia orang tak kisah pun. Dia orang lagi suka sebenarnya.
Faham.
They love it when you are the awareness to know more about your body. Lagi senang kerja dia orang if you understand your body better.
Faham.
Right?
All right. Thank you very much. Yep.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I enjoyed the conversation. Thank you, Shah.
All right. Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamualaikum. Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Okay. Wow. Satu caller pun dah sejam dah. Alhamdulillah. Usually, I try to like one caller for a few minutes sahaja. But I think Shah's situation is very, very important to take the time untuk nak address, because I think not just Shah seorang saja yang boleh benefit. I think a lot of other women, even men pun yang mendengar ada benefit juga for you, because I know a lot of you yang tengah study sekarang kat universiti ni dah mula jatuh cinta pelbagai kan. You're probably in the same situation macam Shah tadi tu, right? You probably dah mula jatuh cinta, dah start ta'aruf maybe, and you rasa macam alamak tak ready lagi nak commit, probably kena wait 2 years dalam case Shah tu. Ada case yang saya pernah dengar wait 4 years pun ada, 5 years pun ada, especially kalau you ambil degree yang lama, panjang, contoh macam doktor ke apa kan. You have to wait longer than that. So hopefully that discussion you boleh rujuk balik. I talk about a few options available and you can choose the best one for you in your situation. Okay? I know my opinion. I have given you my opinion, but I also give you other options juga. You make your own choice. Okay? You make your own choice. Okay, sebelum kita tamatkan sesi kita pada hari ini, kita nak layan soalan daripada Facebook. Fatihah Shah tanya, kalau kita ada trauma atau sakit, contoh macam period pain, bila kita dah confirm dengan dia baru share atau we have to share during ta'aruf process? Kalau period pain, tak payah share pun tak apa. I know, every woman akan ada different like period experiences. Tak payah. Dia akan belajar benda tu waktu dia kahwin dengan you nanti. Jangan risau. Ini macam kalau sakit, contoh macam PCOS. Okay? Polycystic ovarian syndrome. Maknanya dia ada cyst. Cyst tu, I'm not a doctor lah, but dia macam ketumbuhan dalam area ovary dia tu. Menyebabkan ada, you know, hormonal imbalance and also could lead to potential difficulty untuk conceiving. Perhaps yang itu kena bagi tahu. Bukan perhaps, itu memang kena bagi tahu lah sewaktu ta'aruf, kerana ia ada kaitan dengan information dia patut tahu in relation to fertility. Right, fertility. Tapi kalau benda-benda macam period pain apa semua ni, you know, typical woman punya experiences, dia akan belajar waktu you nikah dengan you. Don't worry. Okay? Because it's different for different lady kan. I'm not an expert. Hari ni bunyi macam saya macam pakar wanita pula. No, I'm not. Okay, I'm a noob. Okay, benda saya belajar pun because I have a wife, you know, I learn from her and she taught me a lot apa semua kan. I have Dr. Harlina and I refer to her a lot. But as a man, I am clueless. I am kosong. Okay, so if you ask me, tak perlu bagi tahu. Right, it's not an information yang penting pun untuk nak for my decision making nak kahwin dengan you ataupun tidak. Your period pain is irrelevant. Fikir macam tu. Whatever information you nak share ataupun dia tanya, is it relevant for you to know this to decide for the marriage tu? Dia mengganggu ke like the foundation of marriage itself? Tak kan? So don't have to say. Tak payah bagi tahu. Right? Okay, so hopefully that helps and thank you so much everybody untuk join this session today. I really enjoy, seperti biasa, I really enjoy this, and if you want more, boleh rujuk balik yang lepas-lepas tu, rakaman ada di YouTube channel saya. Ataupun if you want more yang live macam ni, kita jumpa balik hari Isnin hingga Jumaat pukul 5 hingga 6 petang. Every day I'm right here. And if you want to support me in this effort of providing free service macam ni, you can either join my YouTube membership RM10 sebulan macam tu. It helps to keep this going. Ataupun if you want something more long term, you can check out any of my services and products over at aimanazlan.com. Until next time everybody, have a great weekend and assalamualaikum warahmatullahi ta'ala wabarakatuh. Bye! Sekejap, bye.